Good morning, Pilgrim Partners. Now may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good to do his will, working in you what is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. That was Hebrews chapter 13, verses 20 and 21. Plan to use this as my text for most of the rest of my morning chapels for the rest of the year. It's not a passage I learn in catechism class. It's not one that my profs in high school or college said I should learn. But I read it in a book and Spirit moved me to contemplate its use in ministry as the benediction for a lot of classes and meetings that I had over the years. Today I'd like to focus in on that phrase, the God of peace. Some time ago I recall hearing a statistic that in the world at any time there would be up to 24 wars or war-like skirmishes going on. People against people. Jesus described the situation before the destruction of Jerusalem, that foreshadowing of final judgment, when he talked about wars and rumors of wars and nation rising against nation and kingdom against kingdom and people crying out for peace. This is really small potatoes compared to the hostility, the warfare between God and human individuals as a result of sin. You're and my not doing what we should do, doing what we should not, perpetuating the sins of Adam and Eve in our own life, forgetting the privilege of our creation, and rather thinking that we have a better idea, and not wholly realizing that our idea puts us at odds with God, deserving of eternal death. The God of peace, hard at work for our benefit, rescuing us from that otherwise inevitable loss and destruction of eternal hell. Through his Prince of Peace, yes, the one prophesied by Isaiah. Apostle Paul wrote, "For it pleased the Father that in Christ all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross." This work of Christ ended the warfare. Satan has been defeated. The peace on earth, heard by the Bethlehem shepherds, sung by the angels, is the forgiveness of sins, spiritual life, and eternal salvation. So you and I now have peace with God. The peace of God has an extraordinary power to create and sustain a peace within, where troubled consciences are stilled in the knowledge of forgiveness and life. I was reading this week, a woman was talking about her fears, and she had quite a list. But just a few of them, she really had a fear of war and the effect on maiming bodies. That really upset her, and it caused fear of the terrorism of war in her life. She feared that some mishap would happen to her college-age son. She feared that her daughter would disappear. She feared that she would fall out of bed or out of an airplane. She feared that she would be buried alive or drowned in the sea. What she really feared was having the sure and certain knowledge of what other people thought of her. Cancer, wrinkles. Those are a few on her list. I thought I'd add a few of what happens here at Emmanuel. I'm sure we have certain test anxiety. Some of you do anyway. Fear of taking tests. a little bit of a concern about what you think the profs think of you. Am I wearing the right thing today? Tornadoes, earthquakes. Will I get a part in a musical? Running out of money. We hear the Spirit through the Apostle Paul tell us, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. The hymn I picked is 47. Hymn 47 is a hymn whose words are obviously best suited for leaving a Sunday morning church worship service, but they have a lot of thoughts that are going to apply for us today. Thank you. Hymn 47.
Lord, to thine eternal peace.